Iowa. Our church gives a tithe offering from all the offerings we have collected for the work of that is done outside of our church. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your spiritual blessings and also financial blessings for us. As a token of our thanksgiving, we now give you a tithe offering of 100. We now give you a tithe offering of 103,000. We know that you feel our needs, and you are going to manifest your glory through this offering. Please use this. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. Amen. Good morning once again. On February 5th, the first martyrs for the sake of Christ were killed. They are Catholic believers. February 5th is a special day in that sense. We are led by God to hold a special meeting to praise God for their martyrdom on the very place where they were martyred. And one thing I think is strange is that we have a privilege of holding this special meeting on February 5th on the very site of their martyrdom. You know, we are Protestant Christians, but we are given this privilege to hold this meeting on the very side of the martyrdom under the permission of the Catholic Church. I think this is a special blessing for us when we worship God on the side of the at the sight of the martyrdom. I feel praises in heaven. Those Christians who went to heaven, who are already in heaven, they also praise God. And the Bible tells us to live as an alien and stranger on this earth. And I feel as if we are praising God and singing praises to Him. I feel as if we are praising the Lord together with those saints who are already in heaven, who also are praising God and singing praises to Him in heaven. I also feel a special connection Christian came into Japan through Zaviel, and these 26 saints, Japanese saints, they were killed for their faith. I think that the death was a very important point for Christianity in Japan. Then, where is a goal? If the death for the sake of Christ was a starting point, where is and what is a goal? Goal will be fulfilled at the time of the second coming. The fulfillment of mission work for Japan will come just before the second coming. And maybe our church is going to be used for that time. If not so, we will be very close to that time as we serve God. We, as Christians who live in this time, we will probably be engaged in His work for the end times. Let's give thanks to God. The hand of the Lord is moving. I was hospitalized last August and was discharged from the hospital in December. I had a fracture. I suffered from a fracture on my leg. My doctor told me that I would never be able to walk by myself. I would have to use a wheelchair for the rest of my life, but God healed me. I do not use a wheelchair any longer. While I was staying in the hospital, I had exercise. I used to walk in the hospital for exercise, about 4,000 meters a day for practice of walking. When I was in the worst condition in my health, one after another bad thing happened to my family. My mother-in-law, who is mother of my wife, she was also hospitalized, and her doctor told her that she would probably be able, she would not be able to leave the hospital. Also, my third son, he collapsed at the station on his way back home from his work. He was brought to the hospital in an ambulance. And that happened once again in the same day. My wife, who used to support the whole family on behalf of me, she also got ganglion, and her doctor told her that she would have to stay in the hospital for operation. All these things came all at once. But I knew that the Lord was there. The Lord was with me, with us. I'm kind of expert in dealing with difficulties. I was about to say that, but it's not what I should say. But the Lord manifested a great reversal. My mother-in-law, she got well and she was able to be discharged from the hospital. My third son, Joseph, he got well too. And my wife, she experienced God's healing of her ganglion too. As for me, 6 days after I was discharged from the hospital, I went to the Czech Republic for outreach. My doctors and the staff in my hospital were amazed. When difficulties come, we might find ourselves acting as if God was not there. But that's wrong. where we are in difficulties and hardships, that's a preparatory time for the next stage of our lives. So we will be blessed by God more in the upcoming days. Now let's watch a short movie about the last Hakuba Synagogue Camp. Hakuba Synagogue Camp is held every February in Hakuba, Nagano Prefecture. Synagogue means co-worker in Greek. And the purpose of this camp is to build up co-workers of Christ to work for Him in the end times. 353 participants gathered. I'm looking forward to praise and worship. I'm from Zambia. I'm from Nagoya. I am looking forward to skiing for the first time in my life. You would like delicious meals, and you can enjoy skiing and snowboarding. In this camp, the evangelism in this time, we hold seminars and time of practicing the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we also hold Hakuba Christian Film Festival. That was the 9th festival last year. And this is a movie festival in areas of documentary, testimony, and so on. And the best, the championship went to a movie of testimony about healing from schizophrenia. She was told by her doctor that her disease would never be cured, but the Lord spoke to her through prophecy. The work of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit is real. And God is using all those gifts for evangelism in this era. The Lord will bring about healings more, because that's His plan. Whether you are able to see healing happen through you depends on you. Whether you use the gift of healing, whether you intend to do His will or not. When you prophesy, you cannot prophesy hiding in a mountain all by yourself. You just have to spend your daily Christian life with a lot of problems and hardships. And as you practice listening to God's voice and obeying it, and praying and thanksgiving, these things are very important. God loves those who don't deserve His love. God builds up those who don't deserve to be built up. Apostle Paul and Peter, they expected for God to do a special thing for them. by His grace, God led all the disciples. I've heard in the holy meeting that healing will happen even more. I'd like to continue to practice healing. Now I'm able to make a turn on the snowboard. My younger brother has not been baptized, but he has been given strength to pray by himself, and he and I went to a class of healing, and my shoulder, left shoulder, and my stomach ulcer were healed. I'm grateful to God. Many people in the whole world will be saved. Those who believe in that, they gather together here in Hakuba, and then they are sent out again to respective place, believing that God's plan is going to advance through them, and He is going to use them as co-workers of Christ. Revival has already begun. From March 4th to 6th, we are going to hold this Hakuba Synergo Camp. Please come and join us. This camp is a very important point for opening up the work of revival and for the advancement of the revival, because we are shown keys to revival clearly by God. The keys are listening to God's voice and obeying it and giving thanks to Him. Through this, He is going to open His work, and also the gift of prophecy. God's work starts from His word. And I experience special work of God in this camp. We have many second and third generation Christians. Those children who were brought up in this Hakuba camp, they are now grown up and they are being used by God for His work. This afternoon we are going to have preliminary singing contest, gospel singing contest, and many of the singers are now the second or the third generation Christians. They are really used by God for praise and worship. I have never seen such phenomena among Japanese Christian churches, that so many young people, the second and third generation Christians, they are active in church and they're used by God. That's really the hand of the Lord upon them. When we obey God, when we listen to His voice and obey it, we will see His plan manifested in their lives. And I forgot to tell you that, God has been showing His great reversal about my physical condition. You know, when I was about to be discharged from the hospital, I was praying to God, God, what should I do? Because if I am to obey my doctor, he told me, my doctor said that my life will be very restricted to protect my health. Like my doctor told me that I should not work, I should just rest at home. So if I obey my doctor, I will never be able to minister once again. So I asked God, how much should I work? Should I work a little? Or should I work a lot? Then the Lord answered to me, I should work a lot. And I thought that it would be much better for me to die early when I work hard for God than living a long life without doing a lot of work for God. And I thought that I think that when I do the will of God, God is going to heal me completely. From the beginning of January, I started to travel in Japan to minister with churches in various parts of Japan. The first place was Hokuriku, and at that time, God told me to keep standing while I speak a message. As far as I remember, for the last 3 years, every time I give a message, I used to sit down on a chair. But now the Lord told me to stand up and give a message. And I didn't know if I would be able to do that, but I obeyed him then. The Lord gave me strength and healed me, and now I'm able to keep standing to give a message. I also have a disease in my neck. I find myself, I just can't lift up because of the disease at my neck. Then that affected my voices too. I was not able to speak in a loud voice. I can't say things in a loud voice anymore. And I thought, this is very bad for a preacher. And I was praying for God to heal me. But last week, when I gave a message in Nagasaki, I was surprised because I found myself being able to speak as loud as I used to. The healing power of God is upon me. Please remember that God has been working in this way. I'm thankful to God. Now let's go into the Bible. Yesterday, I felt God was healing me because now I feel the nerve. My nerve in my legs, I feel that they are now normal. When I became a Christian, I was zealot. I was very enthusiastic Christian. I served God much more than other people in the church, but I fell sick. Of course, I didn't become sick because I worked hard for God. No, but anyway, I became sick. That time I thought, that's strange. I served God hard, but those who don't really serve God well, they spend peaceful lives. And I, who served God very hard, I became you. This is weird, I thought. But actually, this is a pattern. And those who are loved by God go through trials. Then you might want to say, everyone is loved by God. Yes, that's true, but if you are to be loved more by God, if you are to step into more of His love, then you go through trials, so you will know Him better, and your perseverance will be built up, so you will see yourself changed, and you will see more blessings. If you are in trial, rejoice, because that's a sign that you are loved by God. When you exercise faith, you are going to see His plan that is now unseen in your trial. And you will see the end of your trial for sure. When it ends, the doors will start working. There is certainly the end of the trial. When I entered an evangelical seminary, that time, well, this seminary, they never admitted the spiritual gifts, such as the gift of prophecy or the gift of healing. When I entered the seminary, the principal of the seminary and other staff and teachers said, he is a good student. We are glad that we have him as a new student. They praised me, but after 6 months, I became charismatic Christian. And because the school staff, they didn't have a charismatic belief, they started to criticize me. Even though I was regarded as a good student, now I'm regarded as a bad student. They treat me as if I was the worst student. And from a certain time on, my friends, who are also seminary students, they would not get close to me. Example, in a student's dining hall, I sat down and started to eat, and nobody came close to me to sit with me or eat with me. Seemed that they were ordered by their teachers not to talk to me. So they avoid, they wouldn't come close to me. So sometimes I dared to go close to them, and then they flee, and I follow them. And finally they told me, please do not follow me, because the teachers told me not to get close to you. Well, I was criticized and slandered because of my charismatic belief. And I became a charismatic Christian 6 months after I entered this seminary, which was the evangelical seminary. And I asked God in prayer, why did you let me enter this evangelical seminary if you already knew that I would become a charismatic Christian after I entered? But God knew what He was doing. because I was really criticized because of my charismatic belief. I was able to practice how to persuade them, the evangelical Christians, to accept the charismatic belief. That was really useful for my writing a book about the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the future. I was so criticized that the Teachers Association, they almost decided that they would expel me from the school, but that time the principal, he helped me. He said, I have not done anything against the school itself. And he said that I have not done anything, and it's not good for somebody to be expelled, even though expelled with no reason. And then, as we approached the day of graduation, people's attitude changed suddenly. They started to accept me as I was. And I also became the representative of Alumni Association of this seminary. Trials, hardships, and difficulties may come, but because of those trials and hardships that I experienced, now I'm able to explain to evangelicals about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All things work together for my good. If you are walking in trial, please give thanks and obey Him. When you exercise faith, when a right time comes, God is going to bring about His abundant blessings. But there is a time, and this is very important. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You will work. You are now discouraged, and you find yourself saying negative words, unbelieving words. You need to exercise your faith, and you stand in your faith. You take hold of both, but let them go. Then the Lord will give you the best. Somebody is speaking ill of you. Somebody is speaking ill of another person because you are jealous of that person. Repent, and you yourself are given very wonderful gift from God. The Lord will show you. Now let's pray for healing. I command to diseases go away from us. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. You have pain at the teeth. You are healed and you're having difficulty in seeing with your eyes. You're healed. You have pain in your back, and you're healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up and sing praise and sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the